Thank you for taking a few moments to listen to this special edition of Hope Along the Journey. If you're not aware of it, today is International Podcast Day, meaning that it's a day in which we celebrate the power of podcasting around the world. Podcasting has been an amazing thing to watch and observe as it has grown and developed from where it began to where it is today. It's been a little over 2 years ago that we started the Hope Along the Journey podcast, and we started intentionally to try to be a means of encouragement and inspiration to people who were looking to find hope in the midst of life's tragic circumstances, heartaches, difficulties. It was started right in the midst of the COVID pandemic that we were all going through. And there was just seemed to be such an air of emptiness and hopelessness, and everything you heard was bad news and there wasn't any good news. In the midst of that, I felt God direct me to start the podcast, which today reaches well over 500 listeners each episode. We have the radio ministry now that reaches through three radio stations. And so God has truly blessed this ministry in a very remarkable way. On this day, first of all, I want to say a heartfelt thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening and for praying and for supporting the ministry of Hope Along the Journey. I could not do this without you. This was never to be about me, and I hope and pray it never becomes about me. This is really about trying to minister to you and to others who are listening and offering you stories and to give you messages from myself and others that are filled with hope and with the good news of the fact that God is with us and can help us through the gravest of situations and the most difficult things that may ever come our way. Thank you for listening and being a part. On this International Podcast Day, I did want to let you know that we are wrapping up our fall fundraiser, and our goal was $4,500, and we're now about $500 away from reaching our fall goal. To God be the glory. I'm just thrilled that we have gotten this far. I'd like to close this out. I'd like to get this last $500. So if you're a listener and you haven't contributed yet to the fall fundraiser for Hope Along the Journey, then I want to encourage you to do so. You know, if 50 people would send 10 bucks, we would get there. If 100 people would send $5, we would get there. So any offering you could send, great or small, would be so helpful. You can go onto the website, click the link at the bottom of this podcast, go to the website, and using PayPal or credit card, you can make a donation to Hope Along the Journey. I want to also ask you to put us on your prayer list. If you would, at least once a week, if you would, pray for this ministry, that God would give us direction and help. I'd also like to encourage you to share it with someone. Share it through your social media or share it with a friend. But if a certain episode has been especially beneficial and encouraging to you, would you share that? Would you let other people know the good news about how this podcast is influencing you and benefiting you? And then also, we'd love to hear from you. Would you take a moment to send me a text or an email? The email address is simply hopealongthejourney@gmail.com. That's hopealongthejourney@gmail.com. And we'd love, 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 love to hear from you and to receive an email. Go on to our website, and when the screen pops up that says stay in touch, then just put in your email address and you can join our newsletter. Once a month, I send out a newsletter. It has a lot of information in there that you're not going to hear on a podcast. There are comments from readers. There's a brief devotional. There's an update on what's been going on with the podcast and in my travels and ministry. I'd just love to have you as part of the Hope Along the Journey newsletter. So take a few moments and do that. Again, on this day in which we celebrate podcasting, I just want to thank you once again for making it possible for me to reach into your homes, your hearts, wherever you may be, and share with you the great message that there is hope found in Jesus Christ. And if you look to Him, He will help you find hope along the journey. God bless you.